With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. A once-contaminated creek flowing into Yellowstone National Park may be clean enough to be removed from the impaired waters list. The Billings Gazette reports the Montana Department of Environmental Quality is close to removing 5 miles of Lower Soda Butte Creek from the list. Prior to the cleanup effort, which was completed in 2014, the creek was contaminated by toxic runoff from copper, gold, and silver extraction from an old mining district. The stream was so toxic that no fish could live in that stretch of water. The creek now meets Montana's water quality standards for heavy metals. Copper and lead levels still remain unresolved in sediments. Further analysis of what's causing the contamination will continue. Two major Democratic political groups have announced a $21 million digital ad buy targeting Senate races in November as the party tries to banish the ghosts of 2016 when Donald Trump's Republican campaign ran circles around it online. Priorities USA and Senate Majority PAC announced $18 million in joint spending in Arizona, Indiana, Florida, Missouri, and North Dakota. Senate Majority PAC also tacked on an additional $3 million in ads targeting Montana, Nevada, Tennessee, and West Virginia. A University of Montana football player is charged with misdemeanor assault for a fight outside a Missoula bar in May in which the victim lost two of his front teeth. Court records say the victim underwent surgery to replace his lost teeth with implants. Prosecutors say the victim was trying to break up a fight between Jeremy Calhoun and another man when Calhoun punched the victim in the mouth. Calhoun, who served a 2-game suspension for the fight, is scheduled to make an initial court appearance this afternoon. Opponents of removing Yellowstone area grizzly bears from the endangered species list asked a federal judge today to put a second delay on grizzly hunts that were slated to start at the beginning of September in Wyoming and Idaho. In August, U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen put a 2-week restraining order on the hunts while he decides whether to uphold the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's 2017 decision to delist grizzlies around Yellowstone National Park. That order expires around 5 p.m. tomorrow. Hunting licenses were issued for 22 grizzlies in Wyoming and one in Idaho, and the hunt could start as soon as the restraining order lapses. It would be the first grizzly hunt in those areas in more than 40 years. Nicholas Arrivo, an attorney for the Humane Society, a plaintiff in the case, says the motion today asks to extend the previous restraining order for another 2 weeks or until the judge makes his decision on the case, whichever comes first.
We think it's a kind of bare minimum common sense protective measure that needs to be in place.
If the judge decides in favor of the Fish and Wildlife Service, it would mean putting the management of grizzlies in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, which contains parts of Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho, into state government hands. The motion rests on the idea of, quote, irreparable harm to the grizzly bear. If the hunt begins and the judge still hasn't made up his mind, hunters could take bears no matter which way the judge decides.
Even if we win, you know, next week on the merits, it may actually be sort of too late to undo the damage.
About 700 grizzlies live in the area as a whole, and Montana did not issue any grizzly hunting permits this year. The judge has not yet decided on today's motion. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service believes the bear has recovered in the area after rebounding from an estimated 136 bears when the animal was federally listed in 1975. They're expected to decide on delisting the grizzly population in and around Glacier National Park later this year.
With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. The U.S. House has passed a bill that would give federal recognition to Montana's Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians following a decades-long effort. The House approved the measure today, said Montana Congressman Greg Gianforte. The first-term Republican lawmaker says it became clear to him after his election that the Little Shell had suffered an injustice in being denied recognition. Federal recognition would validate the Little Shell's identity and make its roughly 6,000 members eligible for government benefits ranging from education to health care. The tribe was recognized by the state of Montana in 2000. A companion bill was endorsed by the U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs in May 2017, but has yet to receive a vote from the full Senate. Both of Montana's U.S. senators serve on the Indian Affairs Committee. Federal land managers are planning controlled burns in the Bitterroot and Blackfoot Valleys. The Bitterroot National Forest is planning to start prescribed burning projects as early as this week, depending on weather. Fire managers plan to burn 2,200 acres this fall. Fire danger on the forest remains high, and the forest says burns will only take place under safe weather conditions. Burning 1,000 acres is planned in the Darby-Sula Ranger District, another 1,000 is planned in the West Fork Ranger District, and burning 200 acres is planned in the Stevensville Ranger District. The burns will include piles of leftover slash from thinning and timber harvest operations and areas where the forest wants to reduce fuels and restore the landscape to that of a fire-adapted ecosystem. Smoke from the burns will likely be visible from West Fork Highway, East Fork Road, and Highway 93. In the Blackfoot Valley, the Bureau of Land Management is planning 5 controlled burns in the next 2 months. 4 will take place about 5 miles southwest of Clearwater Junction, and the other is 12 miles west of Lincoln. The BLM says the burns will happen when weather is favorable and may take up to 14 days to complete. More information about the prescribed burning projects is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.